Two newborns surrendered in 2 days to Indiana baby boxes. By Catherine Hamilton on March 6, 2023. Two newborn babies were surrendered to Safe Haven baby boxes within 2 days of each other in Indiana, officials announced. One baby was surrendered to the Cleveland Township baby box in Elkhart. And less than 48 hours later, another baby was surrendered to the Wayne Township Fire Station in Indianapolis, Fox 59 reported on Monday. Officials did not release the exact dates of the surrenders. Safe Haven Baby Box's founder Monica Kelsey told the outlet that "we are very blessed that these mothers chose to lovingly and legally surrender their infant us. It is an act of sacrificial love for the best interest of the infant. These babies are so loved and are an answered prayer for adoptive families that will eagerly add them to their family," Kelsey said. The surrenders were the first of 2023 in Indiana, which saw 8 newborn surrenders last year. Safe Haven believes this year will see more surrenders than last year, according to the report. Cleveland Township's Fire Chief Mark Travis said he is grateful we were able to provide a safe venue and opportunity for a parent to safely surrender their infant. Captain Eric Bannister with the Wayne Township Fire Department said the system worked smoothly for the mother, the child, and the first responders that received the newborn. "Seeing this valuable program work as designed, we encourage anyone in crisis to utilize this safe and legal service," Bannister said. There are 96 baby box locations in Indiana and 136 in the country, according to the report. Kelsey previously said she came up with the idea for Safe Haven baby boxes because officials were still finding dead, abandoned babies despite states having a Safe Haven law, allowing mothers to surrender newborns to hospitals and fire stations. "My biological father is a rapist and I was abandoned at birth and my life still has value. I wish that today, my birth mom would have had those resources all those years ago," she continued. "Each box has a heater and a cooling unit and is alarm activated. A silent alarm alerts firefighters if a baby is in the box 60 seconds after the baby is placed inside," Kelsey detailed. 60 seconds is enough time for mom to get away," Kelsey said. "Once the baby is inside the box, the outer door locks and only safety or medical personnel are able to access it." Safe Haven officials said the newborn is attended to within 5 minutes, medically evaluated at a local hospital and adopted within 30 to 45 days. Florida and Kentucky have also had one newborn surrender this year so far.